From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Yes, the weekend did feature showers and storms for some of you, and it was not like the weekend prior, which was the last weekend of July, where we had sunshine. It was hot, but we were dry, both in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida. So with this summertime heat and summertime rain chances, I want to talk about the countdown to fall. We are just 24 days away from the meteorological start of fall, which is on September 1st, and 45 days away from the autumnal equinox, which is on the 22nd of September. So talking about our averages on September 1st, our average high, 89 degrees, average low, 73 degrees. Then on September 22nd, which is the autumnal equinox, our average high, 86 degrees, average low 70 degrees. Now let's talk about our average high temperature for the whole entire month. So for the whole entire month of August, our average high is 91 degrees, September 87 degrees, October 81 degrees, November 73 degrees. The 70s are my favorite. And in December, 67 degrees. So we're a long ways away from the 70s and 80s, but just know cooler weather is in reach as we start to depart summer and head into fall. But let's break down your forecast today. The storm threat does increase a bit today as an inverted trough moves across the area. So what that really means is that we're going to have a little bit of instability in our atmosphere for inland neighborhoods. So some storms that develop along the sea breeze this afternoon, they can be strong, producing heavy rain, gusty winds, and frequent lightning. Now, heading into tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the low to middle 70s. But again, this afternoon, I forgot to tell you the high, 90 degrees in Jacksonville, upper 80s at the coastline. But for your Tuesday, it also features afternoon storms with a little less coverage than what we will have today. High temperatures in the lower 90s, middle 90s Wednesday and Thursday with partly sunny skies, a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. By Friday, we increase the rain chances, tracking scattered showers and storms across the area. So have the umbrella. High temperatures in the afternoon in the lower 90s. But I do want to emphasize it's looking to be a wet day from what we see now due to a cold front approaching the area. So the timing of that cold front, very important for the amount of rain we could see. So stay up to date with our forecast on air and online. But I hope you guys have a safe and fantastic week. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick, and that's your Action News Jax First Alert Forecast on 104.5 WOKV.